Divine Office. Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Tu, yeah.
Mary received a blessing from the Lord and loving kindness from God her Savior.
Mary received a blessing from the Lord and loving kindness from God her Savior. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek Him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let Him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let Him enter, the King of glory.
Who is He, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Mary received a blessing from the Lord and loving kindness from God her Savior.
Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come. Fragrant flowers now appear upon the earth.
Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come. Fragrant flowers now appear upon the earth.
God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear though the earth should rock, though the mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within. It cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult. Kingdoms are shaken. He lifts His voice. The earth shrinks away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come, consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds He has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow He breaks, the spear He snaps. He burns the shields with fire. Be still. And know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come. Fragrant flowers now appear upon the earth.
Behold, my beloved comes to me, springing across the mountains, leaping across the hills.
Behold, my beloved comes to me, springing across the mountains, leaping across the hills.
On the holy mountain is His city, cherished by the Lord. The Lord prefers the gates of Zion to all Jacob's dwellings. Of you are told glorious things, O city of God.
Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be her children, and Zion shall be called mother, for all shall be her children.
It is He, the Lord Most High, who gives each His place. In his register of peoples, he writes, "These are her children, and while they dance, they will sing. In you all find their home."
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Behold, my beloved comes to me, springing across the mountains, leaping across the hills.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and cherish it in their hearts. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation and saying to Zion, "Your God is King." Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people, he redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations. All the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. Though the mountains leave their place and the hills be shaken, my love shall never leave you, nor my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. O afflicted one, storm-battered and unconsoled, I lay your pavements in carnelians, and your foundations in sapphires. I will make your battlements of rubies, your gates of carbuncles, and all your walls of precious stones. All your sons shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In justice shall you be established, far from the fear of oppression, where destruction cannot come near you. Should there be any attack, it shall not be of my making. Whoever attacks you shall fall before you. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David. Mountains and hills shall break out in song before you, and all the trees of the countryside shall clap their hands. In place of the thorn bush, the cypress shall grow. Instead of nettles, the myrtle. This shall be the Lord's renown, an everlasting, imperishable sign. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil. You are at my side, for I am wretched and poor, and my heart is pierced within me.
As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you.
The sun shall not harm you by day, nor the moon by night.
As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you.
A reading from a report by Don Antonio Valeriano, a Native American author of the 16th century. At daybreak, one Saturday morning in 1531, on the very first days of the month of December, an Indian named Juan Diego was going from the village where he lived to Tlatelolco in order to take part in divine worship and listen to God's commandments. When he came near the hill called Tepeyac, dawn had already come, and Juan Diego heard someone calling him from the very top of the hill. "Juanito, Juan Dieguito." He went up the hill and caught sight of a lady of unearthly grandeur, whose clothing was as radiant as the sun. She said to him in words both gentle and courteous, "Juanito, the humblest of my children, know and understand that I am the ever-Virgin Mary, mother of the true God through whom all things live. It is my ardent desire that a church be erected here, so that in it I can show and bestow my love, compassion, help, and protection to all who inhabit this land, and to those others who love me, that they might call upon and confide in me. Go to the Bishop of Mexico to make known to him what I greatly desire. Go and put all your efforts into this." When Juan Diego arrived in the presence of the bishop, Fray Juan de Zamarga, a Franciscan, the latter did not seem to believe Juan Diego and answered, "Come another time and I will listen at leisure. Juan Diego returned to the hilltop where the heavenly lady was waiting, and he said to her, "My lady, my maiden, I presented your message to the bishop, but it seemed that he did not think it was the truth. For this reason, I beg you to entrust your message to someone more illustrious, who might convey it in order that they may believe it, for I am only an insignificant man." She answered him, "Humblest of my sons, I ask that tomorrow you again go to see the bishop and tell him that I, the ever-Virgin Holy Mary, Mother of God, am the one who personally sent you." But on the following day, Sunday, the bishop again did not believe Juan Diego and told him that some sign was necessary so that he could believe that it was the heavenly lady herself who sent him, and then he dismissed Juan Diego. On Monday, Juan Diego did not return. His uncle, Juan Bernardino, became very ill and at night asked Juan to go to Teliaco at daybreak to call a priest to hear his confession. Juan Diego set out on Tuesday, but he went around the hill and passed on the other side toward the east, so as to arrive quickly in Mexico City and to avoid being detained by the heavenly lady. But she came out to meet him on that side of the hill and said to him, "Listen and understand, my humblest son. There is nothing to frighten and distress you. Do not let your heart be troubled, and let nothing upset you. Is it not I, your mother, who is here? Are you not under my protection? Are you not, fortunately, in my care? Do not let your uncle's illness distress you. It is certain that he has already been cured. Go up to the hilltop, my son, where you will find flowers of various kinds. Cut them and bring them into my presence." When Juan Diego reached the peak, he was astonished that so many Castilian roses had burst forth at a time when the frost was severe. He carried the roses in the folds of his tilma, his mantle, to the heavenly lady. She said to him, "My son, this is the proof and the sign which you will bring to the bishop so that he will see my will in it. You are my ambassador, very worthy of trust." Juan Diego set out on his way, now content and sure of succeeding. On arriving in the bishop's presence, he told him, "My lord, I did what you asked. The heavenly lady complied with your request and fulfilled it. She sent me to the hilltop to cut some Castilian roses and told me to bring them to you in person. And this I am doing, so that you can see in them the sign you seek in order to carry out her will. Here they are, receive them." He immediately opened up his white mantle, and as all the different Castilian roses scattered to the ground, there was drawn on the cloak and suddenly appeared the precious image of the ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of God, in the same manner as it is today and is kept in her shrine at Tepeyac. The whole city was stirred and came to see and admire her venerable image and to offer prayers to her. And following the command, which the same heavenly lady gave to Juan Bernardino when she restored him to health, they called her by the name that she herself had used, the ever-Virgin Holy Mary of Guadalupe. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Whatever you do for the least of my brothers and sisters, you do for me.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Through all the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people. Bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you. We praise your name forever. Keep us today, Lord, from all sin.
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy,
for we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Let us pray. O God, Father of mercies, who placed your people under the singular protection of your Son's most holy mother, grant that all who invoke the Blessed Virgin of Guadalupe may seek with ever more lively faith the progress of peoples in the ways of justice and of peace, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.